Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
My son sent me an article about NASA hiring theologians and asked whether I was interested. Of course, I could do it on the side. It turned out to be a program a few years back of gathering 24 theologians to look at the social implications of astrobiology. It seems that the project is one of getting in early. No one knows whether life outside of our planet might ever be discovered, or it could be discovered next week, and the project is considering how people would respond to the news. One response would be that religious people would turn to their religions for guidance about many things, not least of which is, what does our life mean to us? Do human beings have dignity, value, meaning, and purpose? Many religions are silent on the matter of astrobiology, but while they can give a speculative answer today, tomorrow the answers might have to be grounded in a new reality. Then there is the Fermi paradox, which says that maths and probability suggest that there is life out there with over 100 billion stars in this galaxy and over 100 billion galaxies in the universe. It's got to be out there. But our experience is that there is no life in the universe. Where is everybody? Why haven't they visited? And there are some religious perspectives that say that there cannot be any life outside the Earth. So in all this, good on NASA for doing some forward thinking, and I look forward to stretching the grey matter on the topic as I look forward to what we can learn about time and space and about anything. The world, the universe, is an amazing place. My hunch at the moment is that a discovery of life outside of the Earth will only confirm what people already believe. Those who say that there is no God will continue to say so. Those who say that there is a God, or gods, or a force or energy of some kind, will continue to say so. For Christians, the reality of God, the foundation of our relationship with God, is not Genesis or creation accounts. While Job chapters 38 and 39 or Psalm 104 can be good to unpack, rather, the foundation is that God has entered our world himself to rescue us from the mess we have made. It is when we have Christmas and Easter understood, when we relate to Jesus and follow him, then we can look back and look forward from his ascension for the bigger picture. That no matter how big the universe is or what is in it, God cares for us personally. His actions give us, indeed each person from conception, dignity, value, meaning, and purpose. Some people might fear that as more and more knowledge is learnt, human beings become smaller and smaller. I think that as more and more knowledge is learnt, the love of God in Jesus Christ is getting greater and greater. Let us pray. Eternal God, you led the Magi by the shining of a star to adore your Son. Guide the nations by his light so that the whole world sees your glory. Guide our searches for knowledge of all of creation so that we are drawn even more to your grace and mercy. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.